Miss Frankel, he thought. Old Miss Frankel. She used to stand there and watch me do this shit back then, flashing me die messages, like they say in transactional analysis. Die. Do not be. Witch messages. A whole bunch of them. Until I did finally fuck up. Probably Miss Frankel was dead by now. Probably somebody had managed to flash her a die message back, and it had caught. He hoped so. Maybe it had been one of his. As with the psych testers now, he flashed such messages right back. It didn't seem to be doing much good now. The test continued. What is wrong with this picture? One object among the others does not belong. You are to mark. He did that. And then it was actual objects, one of which did not belong. He was supposed to reach out and manually remove the offending object, and then, when the test was over, pick up all the offending objects from a variety of sets, as they were called, and say what characteristic, if any, all the offending objects had in common, if they constituted a set. He was still trying to do that when they called time and ended the battery of testing and told him to go have a cup of coffee and wait outside until called. After an interval, which seemed damn long to him, a tester appeared and said, One more thing, Fred. We want a sample of your blood. He gave him a slip of paper, a lab requisition. Go down the hall to the room marked Pathology Lab and give them this, and then after they have taken a blood sample, come back here again and wait. Sure, he said glumly, and shuffled off with the requisition. Traces in the blood, he realized. They're testing for that. When he had gotten back to room 203 from the pathology lab, he rounded up one of the testers and said, Would it be all right if I went upstairs to confer with your superior while I'm waiting for your results? They'll be taking off for the day soon. Affirmative, the psych tester said. Since we decided to have a blood sample taken, it will be longer before we can make our evaluation. Yes, go ahead. We'll phone upstairs when we're ready for you back here. Hank, is it? Yes, Fred said. I'll be upstairs with Hank. The psych tester said, You certainly seem much more depressed today than you did when we first saw you. Pardon? Fred said. The first time you were in, last week. You were kidding and laughing, although very tense. Gazing at him, Fred realized that this was one of the two medical deputies he had originally encountered. But he said nothing. He merely grunted and then left their office, made his way to the elevator. What a downer, he thought. This whole thing. I wonder which of the two medical deputies it is, he wondered. The one with the handlebar mustache or the other? Why? I guess the other. This one has no mustache. You will manually feel this object with your left hand, he said to himself. And at the same time, you will look at it with your right. And then, in your own words, you will tell us. He could not think out any more nonsense. Not without their help.